So this month of September is Australian Organic Awareness Month. Joining us to have a chat about it is Richard Angove, the Joint Managing Director of Angove Organic. Richard, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So switching to certified organic, what does that mean for our health to start with, Richard?
Well, I guess you are ensuring that what you're consuming is coming from places where you've used no artificial herbicides, pesticides or fertilisers. And so there's no residue in any of the product. And the other important thing is that certification by Australian Organic and the Bud logo gives the product integrity. So you know that it is actually certified and so you know that the provenance is correct.
I'll ask you about what the certification means in a moment, but also there's an effect on our economy for using certified organic. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The supply chains involved using certified organic products, things like mushroom composts, things like using interesting things like ducks and sheep in your vineyard mean that you're sort of helping other farmers out. There's been significant growth, in fact, in food and wine and across all organic categories since 2017 to 2019. I think there's been a 56% increase in the shopping cart worth of organic products. So it's a niche category, but it's growing and it's growing the economy in a good way as well.
And what's the effect on farming? You just mentioned a moment ago that you can help out farmers by, you know, incorporating their ducks and the like. Is that the sort of thing that you mean?
Yeah, you can run sheep in vineyards in winter times. They'll come in and actually get food and grow and have a real benefit to the vineyard at the same time, as well as treating the soil as best as you possibly can for succession. So for long-term planning, multi-generational farming families, when you farm organically, you're treating the soil as best as you possibly can. So you're ensuring that, you know, you can pass on land to future generations in the best possible condition that it's in.
Richard, you'd mentioned a couple of times the certification. What does that actually incorporate?
In viticulture, it's a three-year process, so it takes 3 years to become certified. You can't just click your fingers and become certified, so you have to have the organic management practices in effect for 3 years, and then you're audited every year to ensure that you are still managing the vineyard under those guidelines. So it's quite an intensive process in terms of auditing each year, and it does take time. But the benefit of that is the integrity of the product at the end. You know, the consumer knows that when they see that logo, they know that that business has been audited to the certain set of parameters that are set in the guidelines. So it's quite important.
Richard, does a primary producer take on the certification because they're doing the best possible thing for Mother Earth but also for their own business as well? Or is it just one or the other? It can't be both?
It can certainly be both. We started ours purely as a long-term planning for the future. You know, if you treat the soil as best you possibly can, you're going to grow the best tasting grapes or broccoli or, you know, you name the food.
Yeah.
If you have healthy soil, you're going to have the better tasting product. And so it certainly started as a philosophy of soil health, but then it also, we're seeing the growth that consumers are actually really seeking out these products and looking at the packaging in the supermarkets and looking for products that they can trust.
Richard, if anybody would like to find out more about Organic Awareness Month, where would you recommend they go and have a look?
Go and check out the Organic Australia website and have a look there. There's a heap of information there, lots of great businesses supporting. And yeah, it's great to have a bit of a spotlight on organic foods and organic products in general in the month of September.
Fantastic stuff. Richard Angove, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Really appreciate the opportunity.